y señoras. Nosotros tenemos más influencia con sus hijos que tú tienes, pero los queremos. Creado y regado de Los Ángeles, Juana's Adicción.
Back here on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast, I'm Zach Duarte, in for Mark Hockman, who is observing Yom Kippur. You do not say celebrating Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is, what I've been told, is a solemn holiday.
Yeah, you atone for your sins.
Yeah, and apparently...
You also don't say happy Yom Kippur, you say easy fast.
Something like that. Sure, there, Dandy.
I don't know the rules. But thank y'all so much.
You know, I just put a lot of information out there, right?
That's good, I walk out
the studio, and Jennifer walks out of the studio too, and just gives me this scowl.
Why? What's wrong?
Let me finish the story. I felt like she was extremely disappointed with me, and then she goes, "Oh no, that's cool."
Why was Jen upset with you?
Can we get Jen over there on the mic? Are you upset at me?
I never said I was upset with you.
I didn't say you said it. I said there was a scowl on your face.
No, I was just trying to hold in my laugh.
But is it bad to sugar baby?
I mean, if it's what he's into, I guess.
But from a woman's perspective, like, isn't that woman empowerment, though? Like,
most sugar babies are women. So.
I mean, if you want to take it in that direction, sure.
Like, I would think it, because, you know, the stereotype is the man, the old man with the young girl. But now, if it goes backwards, I think that should embrace women. I'm excited
I can't wait to hear what's going to happen, honestly.
What do you mean what's going to happen?
Oh, she going to leave
I mean, how it's going to go.
Oh, it's going to be curtains. Well, somebody's going to hear it. They're going to tell her, hey, oh, your boy Zach, he was talking about you on the show today. She's going to go back and listen to one of the best podcasts in America, and she's going to hear it. And you're going to be in trouble.
I'm not going to be in trouble. She's going to be like, that was so hot.
Well, I was going to say, just blame the fill-in producer. Like, oh, the audio dropped. Oh, didn't make the podcast.
See, Dan got you
now,
back.
Now, here's
Jen
the other thing, too.
Back.
I'm wondering where this is going to go, because Dan Day was cutting that audio up, and not for the podcast. Where is that going to go, Dante?
We're going to have a drop. We're going to have a drop.
Sounds like I might be in a sugar baby situation.
Yeah, man. That never ran up on me with a sugar baby situation.
What are we going to do, like replay that for Hawk? Get his opinion on it?
Oh, no. We'll just find a way to play it. We like drops.
Hawkman will be proud of me.
We're all proud of
you. I'm a Hawkman protege.
Really?
Yeah, Hawkman was my program director when, like, 10 years ago.
Was he terrible?
Yeah.
Because he's a control freak.
He was awful. He's terrible.
I bet he is.
Nah, he was fine. Hockman, because he lives in Boca, and I was at FAU, so he actually took me out to lunch. That was pretty cool.
But he had a lot of meetings. He seemed like a meter.
No, not a lot. No, but now that he's big time, and when he goes to Tucker Duke's, which is across the street from me, he doesn't tell me.
I know. I was there too.
Oh yeah, you're sorry. Okay, sure.
Do you have one of them Hockman burgers?
No, I didn't, because I wasn't invited.
You can go over there by yourself, man. Have a date with us.
Freaking Alex Solana taking an hour and a half, and I live across the street.
Have that rich-ass old woman take you out.
I don't need to have the rich old woman take me out. I can have Hockman take me out, get me a free Hockman burger.
Man, the rich lady. What is the fun of having a sugar mama if you don't take advantage of the sugar?
I'm not having her buy me a Hockman burger.
Why not?
Because Hockman can buy me a Hockman burger.
Milk this thing. Text in now.
That could have gone so many.
You got to milk this thing. If you're going to have somebody spending money, milk it.
Somebody texted, Jennifer sounds sexy as hell.
She's a pretty girl. Jennifer. Give her that.
She's lovely. I love Jennifer.
I appreciate that.
That got weird. I just said you're a pretty
girl. I'm just reading the text message. Why do we put the text message phone number out there if I'm not going to read the text messages that come in? Jennifer sounds sexy as hell.
Hey, Zach, what's cool?
We gotta go even deeper. Jennifer sounds sexy as hell.
Yeah, I'm not playing with y'all, man.
Real quick, before we do more of this and Dan Day yells at me, it's time for Channing's Change. I remembered it on my own, 6 minutes late. The word of the hour is spirit, like smells like teen spirit. That's spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T. Text that word now to 72881. You have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word SPIRIT now to 72881, and you could win $1,000 of Channing's Change. Your next chance to win is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. A text rolls in here. Can I be a 55-year-old sugar baby? Is there an age limit? I believe, I don't know the rules. This is my first time sugar babying.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're learning the ropes now. It's your first sugar baby experience.
I'm reading the How to Sugar Baby for Dummies.
Yeah, well, you're messing up not taking advantage of this money. I'll tell you that.
Well, I am taking advantage of it. It's not for a Hockman burger.
Oh, okay.
I would hope that Hockman would invite me over for a Hockman burger. But apparently that's too much, too. I don't think there's an age limit to sugar. As long as
But then the woman have to be older?
The woman or man, yeah, has to be older than you, yeah.
But what if you, like, what's
Hello, Dan Day. Can you look it up, please?
I'm just saying, what about the Zuckerberg man or one of those young billionaires? Can they get an older woman and still sugar baby her?
No, because he's probably paying for everything.
I'm saying, but the other way, like a younger person with money, could you take care of an older person? Is that babying?
But then it's not sugar babying, no.
What is it, sugar grandma?
I guess you're still the daddy. I don't know how the age things work, man.
Yeah. Well, Rick, get your old woman with some bread. Let us know, Rick. Let us know.
There you go. There you go. Come here. There's a couple of golden oldies here.
Jennifer, somebody on the text line said, hi.
Somebody else wants you to go on Instagram. Somebody wants you to go on Instagram Live.
I am not doing that.
Why not?
Why would I?
How about this?
That's awkward.
In the break, if you go follow the Ticket Miami on Instagram, I'll put a 5-second video with Jennifer. How about that?
That sounds fair.
Yeah. So you got to go to follow the Ticket on Instagram. How about that? Fair
That's
enough.
And 560 The Joe.
Oh.
Both
Remember,
of them.
This is simulcast.
I forget.
Zach. All the stations, bro.
You got my head all in the
sugar
baiting now, man.
I see. You're worried about your old lady coming down.
Man, I'm not worried. I'm looking forward to it.
Being in the hospital,
it just works out so well that the Hurricanes don't play on Saturday. Thank God.
Why? Don't you want to bounce back?
No. Because I can hang out with her on Saturday.
We're getting into sports. You still talking about the
old
Oh,
here
woman.
We go. Here we go. I'm 35. My girl is 48. She makes 4 times more than I do. Am I a sugar baby?
Yes. Yes. Does she pay for everything? Isn't that what it is? You can have bread and still y'all can be a mutual financial relationship.
Yeah, I guess if I don't know the rules of the sugar babying, but I would imagine she'd have to pay for the majority of the stuff.
Y'all go out to eat. Bill comes back $150. Do you do the fake card pull out or you just eat that she's going to pay? You just let it happen.
I haven't gone out to eat with her. So.
What the hell do y'all do?
Yeah, you know.
Man,
gymnastics.
You're in what's that called? The 50 shades? You're 50 shading? Are you weird, Zach?
I'm definitely not saying that stuff on there.
You got a closet with things in there and chains and barbed wire.
I've been known to have a dungeon or two.
Sexual dungeon? Oh, watch out.
Yeah, y'all 50 shading. Actually, the women hit their sexual prime later than men do.
I've been known to have a secret dungeon.
Yeah, they do. Because,
yeah.
Like, when men are 21, 25, when you know, little nasty and always excited, women hit it later on, like mid-late 30s.
Well,
they go
we,
crazy.
We know I'm pumped full of testosterone, too, so.
Yeah, we know. We can tell.
Let's get to our headlines. Headlines!
All right, let's get these headlines to bail us out real quick of everything that happens to be going on. We're not going to talk about any of that sugar mama or anything like that. We're going to do headlines brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. First headline, Sunday you could see the Dolphins experimenting with the team's 5th offensive line combination in this young season as they go for their first win against fellow winless on the season team Washington, kickoff at 1.
Man, have you heard some of the stuff that's coming out here at Davey today? Oh, Daniel Kilgore. Oh, he doesn't give a damn if you're... Dude, your team sucks. The Dolphins are terrible.
But for what are the players supposed to say? The actual players on the field in the middle of their career, like they can't just be like,
listen,
oh, we're bad.
I wouldn't expect you to say, yeah, I'm understanding of the tank. But like for you to come out here and... like this is the quote that Barry Jackson just put up. Quote, as much as everyone wants us to lose to get that number one pick, I don't give a damn. Well, then maybe this team needs to do something, more specifically the offensive line.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no.
Like, as an offensive line that's probably the worst in the NFL, can't really say anything.
And some of these
can't
guys
really say anything.
Some of these guys will be here for the good times. They'll be here to reap the fruits of the labor of the tank. But I was on, you know what it is? I was on the 1-15 team, Zach. I understand what 0-8, 0-9, 0-10, 0-11.
But that was not what's going on here.
But I know how it feels to be in that situation where everybody's doubting you and saying you're terrible. And as a player, you're like, I'm going out there doing my damn job. Like, and at that point, to what you were getting after, we didn't have a terrible roster. We had a bunch of injuries. Mm-hmm. We went through a bunch of quarterbacks.
Like,
and then
I remember,
that's
like,
what came from.
I remember that game, was week 14 or week 15. Like, we are anticipating a win, you know? Yeah. When we got to week 15, we're like, woo, let's lose, baby. That was not the case in 2007. I remember I was like, please, dear God, win a game. Because at that point, nobody had gone 0-16 yet.
But that's what it's getting to. So I'm sitting there, we're 0-6, 0-7, and then there's the Omars, there's the same people, Barry Jackson, Armand, all those dudes are still, same guys coming in the locker room. Hey, Crowder, what's going on? The other team scoring more points than us? Like, we're getting every effort. The same crap I did in 08, I did in 07. Like, the same stuff, but 08 you went to the playoffs, 07 you didn't. Like, that's where the frustration of being on this team, especially for veterans. That's why they added a bunch of puppies, Zach. These young guys are just happy to be in the NFL. And a bunch of them should be happy to be in the NFL because there's a good chance this is their last season playing in the NFL. They're not going to get picked up. But the old guys, the vets, the Rashad Jones, the Xavians, the Kilgores, the Drakes, the Fitzpatricks, those guys have seen the good side of the NFL. So now they're a part of this. It is so damn frustrating to be on a terrible team. That's what you're getting out of Daniel Kilgore. He's just venting. He does, honestly, half the crap he doesn't even mean. He's just venting because he's frustrated.
Oakland has already lost the Raiders to Las Vegas. They begin play in Sin City next season. Now they could lose the A's. Major League Baseball is threatening to move the team if the city does not drop a lawsuit attempting to stop Alameda County from selling its share of the Coliseum to the team.
Yeah, this was confusing for me. I didn't really understand. But, like, the team is suing the county? So that's not going to go over well, right?
No.
And now, so apparently what it is, Manfred was like, oh, we'll just move you to Vegas, which, of course, Oakland just lost the Raiders to Vegas. So you're just like throwing salt in the wound.
Yeah, I got to come out the pocket, man.
Damn, Manfred, that's cold.
Got to pay some money.
I feel like I hate Manfred.
Man.
He came on the Levitard show and lied so hard. I never hated somebody. Like, I didn't know about the Marlins were going to slash payroll. What do you mean you didn't know they were going to slash payroll? What do you think Project Wolverine stands for? Because the guy was known to slash things?
Look at that. Yeah. I just got it.
Really?
Yeah, that was pretty
Wolverine,
cool.
The comic with the fang, the things coming out. Yeah. What is it called? Adamantium or whatever it was called coming out of it?
Oh, Adamantium.
Have you not followed?
No, I was an outdoor kid.
Huh?
I played in the yard. Y'all were in there watching Adamantium.
What's next, Andy?
Researchers have found that painting cows with zebra stripes repels insects. Apparently, the polarization of light keeps the bugs away. I kind of understand, but, like, who's coming up with the idea for that study?
Somebody high. Oh, man. Let's make our cows zebras. That's awesome.
That's an interesting one. Yeah, how do they figure that one out?
Because the flies got the multiple eyes, and the black and white stripes mess up their little eyes, and it discourages them from landing. I read that before. It's pretty smart.
I thought I was going to get one of those. I be up late.
I be drunk. You know what? I was probably watching one of those shows when I be up, and I be drunk. Yeah, man, watch some shows about 3 a.m. on Animal Planet. You'll find out some stuff.
I can't. I have to be at the gym at 5.
That's right. And you got to tend to your old woman. You know old folks wake up early.
Yeah.
They only need 2 hours of sleep.
I'm there at the gym. What else, Dan Day? Anything else?
Yeah, now on to weather, brought to you by Hylia Park. Tonight's forecast should be cloudy with temperatures around 80 and the barometric pressure. Huh?
These are the best weather reports.
We'll get you stuff you never knew.
I hope somewhere Hockman is listening.
Ooh, visit Hylia Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HyliaPark.com for more details.
Ooh. Text line. It's interesting. They are really interested in Jennifer. You got a girl on a sports talk radio show? Ooga.
I've read the stuff.
That Instagram's going to blow up, too.
Yeah. TheTicketMiami.com and also 560 The Joe on Instagram.
We're going to have so much new followers.
Yep. That's the idea.
Good job, Jen.
Now, do I tag your personal Instagram on this, Jennifer, or do you want to not do that?
Honestly, I don't. I have no idea.
Well, it's a yes or no question.
I honestly don't even care anymore.
Because I'm going to, we're going to have to figure this out in like 3 minutes here.
Hawk usually puts mine, so.
Okay. I guess. There we go. All right. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to do this in the break. The Ticket Miami on Instagram or 560 The Joe. I do not have access to 560 The Joe on Instagram, so.
I do.
Okay, so then I guess you're putting up the video.
Yeah, but you're taking it.
Okay. All right.
Y'all got a whole plan.
Yeah, we got to plan this out.
I enjoy this. I don't even Instagram. I lost my password. I don't like social media.
No wonder
too much,
I never
man.
Got my follow back.
Yeah, man, I don't need nobody to know what the hell I'm eating for lunch or where I'm at. Then they can rob you. You know I'm at home. You can rob me.
Somebody texting, what temperature does Zach's sugar mama like her prune juice at?
You know her stomach's bad at that age.
Oh, you guys are bad, man. I knew I shouldn't have let you guys in. I knew I shouldn't have let you guys in.
You got an old lady.
I knew I shouldn't have let you guys in, man.
It's okay.
What, Dan, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that audio, Dan? That's the real question. Where is it going?
You know, I keep a vault. That's all I can say. Like, you keep a dungeon, I keep a vault.
That's cold.
Does she match stuff well with her Velcro shoes? Does she look nice?
Those SAS shoes?
You guys are cold, man. You guys are cold, man.
With that slip under her dress, that silk slip.
I'm going to let you guys have this one. Let you guys have it. Because on Saturday, I'll be the last one laughing. So.
And then she get a poly dent.
Oh, my God.
And that's beautiful, man. You're so nice. You're a good dude.
You guys messed up. Maybe we'll talk some sports next. Jennifer, why is this video not up yet?
I've been trying to run a simulcast here. I'm going to put it up right now.
Ooh.
I mean, you got two hands. You know?
Nah, we'll if you want to do something good, time. You got to do it like with, you know.
Full focus.
Full focus, exactly.
I mean, I can multitask.
Look at you, man.
Yeah.
You got your old lady, now you're going to give Jen a hard time.
I'm just, you know, the people are adamant on the text line. And I said this was coming, and I don't want to look bad on my opportunity on the Hockman and Crowder show.
Your lady got to put them big-ass dark glasses over her eyes when she drives, and you're going to give Jen a hard time.
Patience is key, guys.
Listen, that may be true, but my old lady's got a nice big fat wallet, so or purse. So we good.
Guaranteed there's floral pillows in her house.
Floral pillows.
Guaranteed, isn't it? Somewhere.
There's some wind chimes.
In that den. That den that nobody's allowed to sit in, that's what old people do. No, that's the pretty room.
Oh, man. The text line is going off. Zach, are you going to take her to eat the early bird special? You save some money. I'm not taking her anywhere. She can take herself.
See, I'm cheap like that. I like the early bird special.
Yeah, but you only do that like once a day, right? You only eat once a day, right, Dan Day?
Once
old
a week.
People?
Once a
old
week.
Old people eat once a day?
No, Dan Day.
Oh, yeah, Dan didn't eat that often.
That's what I say. He's like you know, sloths, they come down from the trees to go to the bathroom once a week.
Really?
That's like Dan Day. He goes out to eat once a week.
Dan's thin, though. I'm worried. How much you weigh, Dan?
70 pounds.
I don't weigh myself anymore, but I think I was 130 last I checked.
It was a G. That's stuff muscle. That G say. I don't even weigh myself no more.
Damn.
I don't check my steps. I don't check my weight. I get in the gym. I look good.
Dan, you go to the
perfection.
Gym? You go to the gym, Dan?
Oh, yeah, every day. Oh, Monday through Friday.
Wow, I did not know that.
Man, got everybody. A toupee. Come tug on my toupee.
You don't
got
to look like you to go to the gym, Zach.
I didn't say that.
You want everybody to be all sitting up over top themselves.
Why are you saying that? I never said that.
Go thick chest and scapulas. Nobody needs all that crap.
Inflatable lats.
Big ass upper body.
I got big legs, man.
Oh yeah, you're not a thumb wrestler though.
No.
Yeah, a lot of y'all type be thumb wrestlers.
Oh my God, man, it is. I hate those guys.
You don't like the thumb wrestlers?
No, because like you look pretty bad with those chicken legs, man.
Yeah, put some jeans on. That's what I like when the dudes wear jeans.
Well,
in the gym.
You can tell when they have the sweatpants or.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, I know why you're wearing those, my friend.
Because they're trying to show out.
What do you think Hawk wears at the gym?
Sweatsuit, hoodie. Shoes, everything.
Hawk's the guy who reads the newspaper on the bike, right?
He really does. Him and his wife watch movies.
Oh, my God.
He tells us they watch movies on the bike.
Oh, man.
During the lockout, what was the lockout? 09? 08, 09, whenever. One does the lockout year, I had to go work out in, I don't want to say normal gyms. That's a depressing thing to look at, man. Those are the gyms, and you see them people in there, and they just look miserable, riding the bike all slow, playing on their phone. It's like you look like you don't want to work out, but you're making yourself work out. It's miserable. I didn't have a good time working out in Bally's.
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't enjoy working out, but they realize they realize the health benefits of it.
So, but you're miserable the whole time?
Yeah.
You got to go into everything.
I have clients that, like, they come up to me, like, before they start training with me, because I have a couple clients, and they're like, I just want you to know, I hate working out.
Slap them.
No, because, like, they at least realize the health benefits of it.
Let's slap them. You can't go in anything like that.
I'm not slapping sugar mamas, okay?
That's what, listen, you poaching. You poaching the gym. You're poaching at the gym. I figured it out.
I mean, we had this conversation in the break, so. Jennifer, is the video up yet? Oh, there it is. Just so you know, the video is 80% me.
It is 80% him, and I'm working on it. So it will be posted very shortly.
Yeah, so if you're going to get a little bit of Jennifer, you're going to get a lot of me. Okay? That's the deal around here. That's the deal.
You say stuff nasty.
Why? Yeah, your mind is nasty.
Out of me.
It's hard to talk sports where we're in this spot right now.
We go sports.
Where you want to go? Where you want to go with sports? Where you want to go? Nicosi Perry. He's got a sugar mommy.
He was balling.
How many college football players have sugar mommies?
Not many.
Really?
No.
Brian Monroe has an interesting sort of sugar mommy-ish story.
While he was playing?
Yeah.
Because my thing would be, to be honest, when I was at Gainesville, I showed no interest in a 40, 50-year-old.
But again, like, not at that. I don't think she was that age when he was in college. She was a little bit older.
But the thing, like, the sugar mama concept, like, she has to be a little older because she would have had
established. It's not a cougar.
No, but she has to have money. You have to have an established career or something. Like, you're not finding a 25-year-old sugar mama unless she's a trust fund baby or something.
Well,
like, you got to find.
It was the University of Miami, so.
But, I don't know. I just know walking around, you know, Gainesville, I'm not going to find the 40-year-old. I'm going to sit and dibble-dabble with these girls my age.
Usually they find you, so.
I'm running.
You don't know how this works, do you?
No. I don't need it.
Oh, man. All right, 67974 if you want to text in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. So we do have Nicosi Perry starting on Friday. And in a situation where you'd be going to a game at 2-3, you're already 0-2 in the conference, and you're facing a ranked team that looks like they're probably the best team in the Coastal Division, Nicosi Perry brings somewhat of a level of excitement for me because of what he did last week. Now, look, I know they were in a situation where they had to throw, but first of all, they got to use the running game more. Like, yeah. They went up against a Virginia Tech team that had allowed 150 rushing yards to every team, including Furman and Old Dominion.
Terrible.
And the Miami Hurricanes, I think, had 26 rushing yards through three quarters. Like, yeah. And Manny Diaz's excuse was, they're putting eight in the box, so we wanted to align our offense to combat that. And I'm like, no. You do what you do best, and you don't at the beginning of the game say, well, they're doing this, so I'm not going to do what I do best. No, if Miami feels like they're going to run the ball, which, by the way, they have two guys who can really run the ball exceptionally in Cameron Harris and DJ Dallas, you don't say, oh, well, since they're doing this, now we're going to change things up, and now we're going to throw the ball more. In my opinion, like, don't you know the University of Miami? You don't be afraid of anybody.
Six carries for DJ Dallas, like, how this got to me all season.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Dallas should be close to 20 touches a game. If you want to give me five receptions and 15 runs, vice versa, 15 receptions, 10 runs, he should be around 20 or plus every single game. For him to have against Virginia Tech, I'm looking at it now, six rushes.
I think Cameron Harris had two
and three receptions. That's your problem. He went 6 for 66. He averaged 11 yards per carry. Now, I know the long run had a lot to do with it, but to give him six runs, I'm with you, Zach. That's the problem. You get too cutesy and wide open. That's why your quarterback throws three interceptions on three back-to-back passes, because they're waiting for the pass. If you set up the play action and set up the pass with the run, it would be better. I did not know it was that bad. Your best – and see if you disagree with me. The most talented player on the entire Miami Hurricanes team is DJ Dallas. Either side of the ball.
I disagree with you, but I think he's second. I think number one is Brevin Jordan.
Yeah, Brevin's pretty good.
Yeah.
But
your bread and butter is running the ball.
Yes.
Your bread and butter was not Jaren Williams dropping back play action and throwing it down the field 30 yards.
He touched the ball 9 times in that game. That is embarrassing. That's Dan Enos needs to be addressed, and somebody needs to say something to him about that. DJ Dallas is your workhorse. He could start and end your entire offense. That's what he needs to
and
be.
And look,
six carries
like,
is ridiculous.
I know Channing, it was a 28-point game in the second quarter. It was a 14-point game with like 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's still 23 minutes of game left. And what Miami thinks they do best is run the ball. And what Virginia did worst was stop the run. And so you got into a situation. Look, Nicosi Perry did great. 400 yards passing, but you're asking a guy who you, Manny Diaz, said is not the best quarterback on the roster. Now he just say, well, we feel like we have three starting quarterbacks. That's how you say face, right? Mm-hmm. You put the entire game into the hands of a guy who you said was not the best quarterback on this team. You should be utilizing DJ Dallas and Cameron Harris more. And now Lorenzo Lingard said that he's going to redshirt this season. But to me, it's like, don't be afraid of what somebody else is doing. That's an adjustment you make in the second or third quarter. You don't start the game saying, well, they're lining up eight in the box, so we're going to try and open up the passing game to start. No, no. You script your plays, right? You script those first 10 or 15 plays. Yep. Some of those plays should be handoffs, wild. What happened to the Wildcat? Where did the Wildcat go with DJ Dallas? That sprung a touchdown against the University of Florida.
Yeah.
Why did that disappear? So I do not know what the identity of the University of Miami offense is. I have no clue.
And you have a struggling offensive line, so you're going to make them kick backwards and take on the rush all game and not have to come out, fire out, be able to get some movement on. Offensive lineman, you find me one offensive lineman that wants to pass block over run blocking, I'll give you $1,000. I know all them big fat bastards. I'm friends with a lot of them. They want to use their size, fire off the ball, get up under somebody's chin, and move them out the way for a running back. Kicking back when a 250-pound DN or a 290-pound D-tackle is running at you is not fun for them. They're not that good. It's not a talented squad in the front five of the Canes. Why would you make them kick back every single play and let the guys rush on them? That's the problem. You have to establish the run. I knew it was lopsided. I did not know DJ Dallas had six carries. That's almost damn near embarrassing to see that stat.
See, the sex comes in. It's really counterproductive to run the ball when you are down 28-0. I agree DJ Dallas should be running the ball more, but when Arsari behind goes down by four touchdowns, the running game is no longer a priority. That's wrong. First of all, the running game should have been a priority to start the game. You should not be having three interceptions and three drives because you shouldn't be throwing that much, in my opinion. But if you look, and I remember this very specifically because I was covering the game, go to the box score. The Miami Hurricanes scored their second touchdown with 9:38 to go in the third quarter. That means there's 25 more minutes of game to play, and you're down by two touchdowns. That is not a situation where you're down by 14 points with 6 minutes to go. You have 25 minutes of game to go, and now you're down by 14 points. It was 28-14. So if you're telling me that at 28-14 with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, now is the time to abandon the run, you're completely wrong. Completely wrong.
DJ Dallas had a long touchdown run.
Mm-hmm. 62 yards.
So to that Texas point,
yeah,
they did get a touchdown off giving DJ Dallas the ball out the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're throwing the ball over and over and over and over again and going three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out, you just keep doing that? We said it about the Dolphins when they get down big in the first half of the first couple games. Like, you're down 21, you're down 20, you're down 14. You can't panic and get in 2 minutes to what you're saying, Zach. When there's 30, 40, 50 minutes left in the game, you can't get into 2 minutes the entire rest of the game. You have to run your offense.
Yep.
You have to make them adjust. You have to move personnel in and out of the group. Every coordinator in the nation, if he knows you're coming out in one tight end, three receivers, wide open set, he's going to unleash his blitz package on you, and they're going to get home. It's a copycat league. There's only so many damn – there's 11 on the team. There's only so many defenses you can run, and everybody can see the blitzes. Alabama runs, all the blitzes at all the top – Clemson, all the blitzes they run. If I know you're throwing every play, I'm going to unleash something on you that you're not going to be able to handle. No, you have to run the ball. To what you said, Zach, down by 14 with 8 minutes left, maybe you might want to try to put some points on the board quick.
In the third quarter.
In the third quarter?
Yeah.
There's 8 minutes left in the third quarter?
Yeah.
You have a long time to still run an offense and not panic into a damn two-minute situation. Totally agree with you, Texter. And if you're saying that running can't get you there, what about a 62-yard touchdown out of DJ Dallas from the backfield? That's how that happens.
DJ Dallas in five games this season has six touchdowns and a 7.2-yard per carry average.
And he touched the ball six times?
Yeah, that can't happen. I don't care what the score is.
You got to get a man to rock. He has 58 total carries this year. Five games, 58 carries, 10 point something. Like, it should be well into the teens this young man should be getting this ball. I'm with you. Brevin's good, but you can't base an offense around a tight end. You can base an offense around a running back like DJ.
Someone says the running game was bad until DJ Dallas broke a run. They had 8 carries combined. What do you mean the running game was bad? What, the 6 carries that those two guys got? So you had 6 carries, so you abandoned the run? Is that what we're doing now? Let's put the game in – and look, Nkosi had a great game. Let's put every game in Nkosi Perry's hands. Let's see how that works out for you guys.
It's not going to work out good. Think about these Alabama quarterbacks. They have the best running game in the nation. Jalen Hurt, all the way back to damn Greg McElroy and all those guys. They have the number one running game in the nation, and they're still All-American quarterbacks. You don't think the running game helps Tua? You think if Tua sat back and empty all game, he would be as good as he is with the Alabama run first power game, and then it switches up to the air attack game, the air raid, and they go back to the I formation? That helps a quarterback so much. That helps an offense so much. You cannot abandon the run. That's the craziest thing in the world. I don't give a damn what's going on in the game. You have to stick with the run. And from a defensive standpoint, Zach, I love it. Coaching-wise, I coach high school. When I know those teams come out and throw 60 times a game, I'm not even concerned with them beating us. When a team comes out and starts pounding that ball in I formation and then go wide open and then come back to two tight ends, that's when I got to prepare. That's when you got to get in the lab and figure it out. You want to go 4 wide all game? Okay, watch this. We're going to blitz the hell out of you, and you're not going to be able to block it.
67974 if you want to text in the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. The Hockman and Crowder Show is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. That's Channing Crowder. I'm Zach Duarte in for Mark Hockman. I know that we're gonna get more into some NFL here because there's a lot of stuff breaking in the NFL. Josh Rosen today was announced that he's going to be the starter for the rest of the season. Also, some other breaking news in the NFL. Take it away, Channing.
Today, you have more ways to access the world-class care of Cleveland Clinic Florida than ever before. You can click in, you can walk in, you can call in for the number one care in South Florida and a top Florida hospital. It's Cleveland Clinic. See what greatness looks like with Cleveland Clinic. To learn why Cleveland Clinic Florida is ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report, visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/rankings. Don't play with your health now. Cleveland Clinic Florida, every life deserves world-class care.
Coming up next, I want to get more into the Miami Hurricanes. We're going to look forward to this game on Friday, Channing. It's a big game, even though they're 2-3, because if they lose this one, fat lady's singing on the season. Man.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about that next here on Hockman and Crowder on 790 The Ticket and 560 WQAM The Joe. Back here on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast with all the radio stations, Papa.
There you go. They say Papa different, but it's okay.
Papa.
Hey, I like it.
Listen, I listen, bro. Basically, I'm running radio.com all day. I am. Gotta get you guys those numbers, you know? But I see that Channing does not listen to my show. So.
I do, man. I listen. Unless it's on with the hour of the joke.
Someone texted, I missed the beginning of that segment. How old is Zach's sugar mama? Listen, man, we don't need to talk about that. We're not giving out that kind of information. I probably said too much already.
Mid-40s.
Yeah, early 40s. Listen, I'm in my early 30s. She's in her early 40s. We good, okay?
Yeah, good.
We good.
That's good.
I really want to know what Dan Day is going to do with that audio.
Don't worry about it, man. Like, we just keep stuff like that. We just hold on to things.
But where is it going?
Into the U-verse.
Where is it going, Dan Day?
Speaking of good-looking women in their 40s, Kate Hudson, we were talking about yesterday, she's in her 40s, and whoo, she looks good. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's some
bad
40s.
Stop deflecting. Where is the audio going?
Man, have y'all seen J-Lo? 50?
Where's
50 years old?
Where's the audio going?
50 years old.
Beyonce's 40-something,
Where's
right?
the audio going?
Oh, my
going?
Goodness gracious.
Where's the audio going?
Kelly Ripa at 51. Look at that. Whoo, her arms rocks. Ooh, she's solid.
I know at this point you're just Googling women in their 40s.
You want to know where the audio is going?
I don't want to know where the audio is going.
Yeah. I'm
going
to make a tape for your old lady to put in her Walkman.
That's a good one. You're going to have to put that on a vinyl record, my friend.
You spin it. Spin the track.
What is that thing that the megaphone on top of the vinyl player?
Yes. That old one. The old school yes. one.
Vinyl's making a comeback, man. You have some vinyl records, Dan Day?
I got them, but I don't listen to them.
I have vinyl records too, man.
My mom got a fleet of them from back in the day, the 80s, school, yeah. And she got a whole collection. Maybe she'll give them to me one day.
Channing, so we're in agreement here, right? If Miami loses Friday, season's over, right?
Yeah. But what, when you say the season's over, what does that mean?
It's a lost season.
Like, can they still make it to a bowl game? Because there'll be, what, 3-2-4?
Yeah, if you want to go to the SherrysBerriesBowl.com.
So they got to win 6 to make it to a bowl.
Great.
Like, wouldn't the okay, there's no reason to even talk about top 10 college football playoffs. So the next level down would be the ACC championship game.
Not happening.
It's not happening. So the next level down from that would have to be bowl eligibility, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they get 6 wins, I think that is the best for the team right now.
How the mighty have fallen, man.
Bro. Remember the Al Golden time? Like, I don't think the mighty's been mighty in years. Not no Manny Diaz with the new Miami and all that stuff. But, yeah, man, the mighty's fell a long time ago.
Channing, you played at Florida. Is it really that important to get bowl eligible so you can get that extra practice in? Does it really make that much of a difference?
I think it's – honestly, it's good for the seniors. They get their last game and all that crap. But, yeah, no. But, I played in the Peach Bowl and the Outback Bowl. Like, there was no bragging rights to – I have an Outback Bowl ring. No one's ever seen it because I'm not showing anybody because I'm not bragging. I'm not proud of it. But I think for the seniors, and especially the seniors, Dan, that aren't going to go to the next level, they get that one more game. Their family kind of knows this is the end of your career. Hey, this is your last game. Let all the family come and see little Johnny playing his last football game. I think that's the main reason.
How many boxes do you have to go through in your closet to find your Outback Bowl ring?
My mom has it somewhere. Yeah, I didn't even.
How long would it take you to find it if you had to?
I'd never put it on.
So how long would it take you to find it, though?
I'd have to call my mom. I'd have to call Pauline. She's not going to lose it. She loves all that stuff. But, yeah, I literally never put it. They gave us the ring, and I think I gave it to my mom the same day they gave it to us, and it never touched my finger.
What's the resale value on that?
I was going to say you should pawn that bad boy. I'm guessing, is it gold?
Yes, it's gold. The diamonds aren't real, but it is gold.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, my God.
But a bowl, man.
Oh, my God.
To have something postseason to look forward to, something for the seniors, something for the team, something for the fans to go to. Maybe a cool – it might be the Willy Lump Lump Humpty Dumpty Bowl. But what if it's a cool
city? They'd be lucky to get to that bowl game at this point.
Or even the Pinstripe Bowl. You get to go to New York.
Oh.
You get to travel.
Oh, stay down here.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, the bowl. You can't hate on the bowls, man.
Go to the Boca Bowl.
Bowls are cool.
Go to the Boca Bowl.
But that's if you want to set a I guess something to reach, if you want to set a goal, I think the last goal left for the Canes right now is being bowl eligible.
The only thing that I could spin that into a positive for the Miami Hurricanes is that this team is very young. There's not a lot of seniors on this team. And I'll be honest with you, like I want to be really nice here when I say this. I could care less if the seniors play that bowl game because is there any impressive seniors on this team right now?
I'd have to look.
Well, we all know what position has the seniors on it. And those guys, to me.
The backers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, they balled. They've balled in the past.
Let me ask you something. You come back as a junior for your senior season for one reason, to improve your draft stock.
Yeah.
They have not done that. They have not improved their draft stock.
You're 100%
correct.
One of
them redshirted.
You're 100% correct.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I cannot, and I'm really trying to be nice because they're kids, but at the same time, they are the senior leadership on this team. When was the last time any of them made a play that changed the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I love, you know what? There was one thing going in the Florida game. A lot of people were talking. I did a bunch of radio going to that. Obviously, living in Miami, being a Gator, and they were saying, I was saying there's only one position that I would switch with UM, mm-hmm. and I was saying Quarterman and Pickney because I love what they did with Manny as the DC. I love with Gerald Willis in front of him with that, you know, having Joe Jackson and all those guys years ago. I think that helped him out a lot, as we've seen. But
having the guys behind them and having the guys in front of them helped them out a lot. And it four or five guys that were drafted
made them look pretty good. But yeah. Now watching this season,
now when they're supposed to be the guys that make everybody else look good, it's not happening.
And McLeod's he's redshirting because of the fact that they're not playing him. But I can't say Quarterman and Pickney. And you know what? I honestly don't know
if they improved their draft stock or made it worse.
It went down.
Yep.
Bro, when you're a linebacker and you see or you're evaluating a linebacker and you see how Virginia Tech was running the ball straight at you over and over and over and over again, there can't be a real good linebacker on that field. They were making tackles 7, 8, 9 yards down the field. First contact, 7, 8, 9 yards down the field. Yeah, I would. And it's sad to say because I do like those guys. I like them as football players from it's crazy from the past, like they're 90
years old.
I covered
Quarterman in high school. I used to do high school sports down here.
But he did. I believe both of them did lower their draft stock playing on a defense that's struggling this much.
Well, just but that's on them. Like oh, the coaching. No, like where's the senior leadership on this team? It's non-existent.
You know what we'll see? I'm
it's non-existent.
Say, Manny Diaz just recently came out and said – it was after Virginia Tech. It was this week. It was Monday. He came out and said he's going to be more involved in the defense.
Well, he's like, somebody's supposed to cover that tight end. Who covers tight ends, Jenny?
Linebackers.
Thank you.
But was it a scheme mess up or was it just Quarterman or Pickney letting him run free?
No, it's not a scheme. Dude,
can we
– three times.
Can we hold judgment until
– I cover the team. I know.
But hold judgment. I'm saying until we see Manny get back on the defensive side and put his defense back in. What if Manny gets back over there and starts calling the plays more and they start balling again?
But, you'll agree with this. There's only so much scheming you can do if you don't have the talent. And I don't think they have the talent. I don't think they're going to have a single player this year drafted in the first, second, or third round.
Like, how old is Brevin?
Brevin, he's a sophomore.
True sophomore. Can't leave.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, nah, no.
And even if we could change that whole argument, if anybody on the entire Miami Hurricanes was draft eligible today, they'd have one guy drafted in the first or second round. One out of that entire team. One.
I think Brevin and DJ.
No, DJ's not getting drafted in the first or second round.
You don't think second round?
No. He's not. Really? He's not a Jonathan Taylor. Come on.
What?
Come on, he's not.
I like DJ.
Like him too, but he's not. He's only been playing running back for a few years.
I know. Did you take that? I'm not saying first. I'm not first, but
he'll be drafted
second, mid second, late second.
No,
take
no,
a chance.
No. It's not. Listen.
Build him. See what he can do.
He will get drafted.
Passing game, running
round.
Game.
Not in the second.
In this new age NFL.
Not in the second round. No.
I don't know. I think he will.
I'd be surprised as hell if that happened.
But Brevin will go. Brevin will go for sure.
Oh,
for
first round. Tight end. I got to read this text because this guy just doesn't get it. Jaren Williams was 4 of 7 when he was taken out. He wasn't slinging the ball 20 times. We made our comeback throwing the ball. DJ Dallas scored off a great individual effort. If we would have ran a Duarte game plan, we would have lost by 35. You clearly noticed our O-line sucks. We were down by 14 because we didn't waste time trying to run the ball. This is not an SEC offense. My dude, listen to me when I say this stat. Every single team that Virginia Tech played this year has run for at least 150 yards. Furman, Old Dominion, Duke, and Boston College all ran for at least 150 yards. Duke ran for 200 yards. And for the University of Miami to have 26 rushing yards after three quarters is a bad job at the game plan. I don't care what you say about the score. I don't care what you say about Jaren Williams. That's a failure. When Furman is running for 150 yards and you have 26, you failed. You failed. I don't care about the offensive line. You have a better offensive line than Furman. And it's the same defense that played for Virginia Tech. You failed. End of story.
And the people that say the BS, you don't need to run game, why do teams with the best quarterback in the world run the ball? Like, if it's that simple to the text, if it's that simple – why would the Patriots run the ball? Why would the Saints run the ball? Why would the Packers run the ball? Why did the Packers spend years trying to rebuild their running game when they have Aaron Rodgers? Because you have to run the ball. So you're saying just put the game in the coach or Jaren's hands, yep. No reason to run the ball? That's ridiculous. the greatest teams, the greatest quarterbacks ever, love a run game. You don't think Brady and George turning around and handing that ball to Sony Michel, handing that ball to James White, handing that ball to Burkhead 30 times a game and scoring, not putting himself in harm's way, not having a chance of getting hit by one of these big-ass defensive ends. They love it. You have to establish a run. It is a part of football. I know this new-age person that, oh, just spread it out, empty. Oh, that's aerated. Let's go deep. That cannot – you cannot consistently do that at any level of football.
We got to get to a break here, but John, who's watching the game with a bag of Cheetos, thinks he knows more than you. So, I need a drink, Channing. I really need a drink.
Bro, Funky Buddha, man. Funky Buddha, bro. You got to go to Funky. Dan, we had a good time at Funky Buddha.
Oh, man, I can't even explain.
What were you drinking, that French toast?
Any sugar mommies
in? I had
some
French toast, no crust. I also had, what was that good, maple bacon coffee porter.
Yes.
Oh.
There's some sugar mamas over
there,
too.
Oh, I'm going. I'm in.
Your lady like beer? The old woman like beer?
Well, you know, you can have more than one.
But the old lady drink beer? I really should take her to Funky Buddha.
I can have more than one sugar mommy.
Well, take her to Funky Buddha. Get her some of the good stuff. I'm a hop gun guy. I like the strong. I like the IPAs and all. But, man, Funky Buddha Brewery. Go to funkybuddhabrewery.com. You got to go to the tap room up in Oakland Park. The food is delicious. The beer is delicious. We had a great time. There's a number of Panther watch parties this year. And just go hang out. I know a dude said, hey, I think I came in here one Saturday afternoon, and I thought that was you sitting down on the couch. I was like, it was. You were by yourself. I said, yeah, I just come up here to drink, hang out, watch TV. Sometimes I want to put, if there's no sports on, he'll put a movie on for me just so I can hang out and drink beer. FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com. Check it out. Go to the tap room. It's delicious. It's in gas stations everywhere. Funky Buddha is awesome. It's my beer of choice, and it is damn delicious.
Give me your headlines next on the Hockman and Crowder Show.